you'll be at the end of part one, or maybe part two, we don't know, so that you can find that message, so you can listen to it again. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Hi.
Hi.
How can we help you?
Message, please.
I don't know how to top that last one. Like, what could I possibly say? So beautiful. I'm like so proud. I'm like, I don't even know. I'm so proud. I just like, my heart's just beaming from delivering that message. I mean, it's just beaming. I know. It must be what it's like being like a nurse just delivering babies all day long. It's like you're just in that love, in that space of love all day long. All right, moving right along. One moment, please. It's so true, love is all you need. Because when you're in that space of divine love, what else could you possibly desire? There is nothing else. All right, I'm trying to come back. I really am. So beautiful. Such a beautiful soul. All right, look at you. I'm trying to get back here. All right, and say your first name, please.
Lauren.
And say it one more time.
Lauren.
Gosh, how do I put this to words? Lauren, say your name again, please.
Lauren.
You have a lot to accomplish in this lifetime, so get busy, get busy. I mean this in a very lovely way. They think the world of you, and you know that. You know what you're able to do. Don't waste any time. You don't have to be perfect to get the job done. You really don't. I'm just gonna give you my example. I had a little bit of initiation the other day, and I was not perfect. I mean, I'll be honest, I was watching some negative projections coming from me, so I know I wasn't perfect, but I knew I had gotten like 90%, I would say. That's all I needed. That's all I needed, because we receive grace. We receive grace. So if we don't have, it's almost like these groups, I don't channel 1,000% correctly 1,000% of the time. But I get close enough that if I'm giving you 95% and 5% I'm not getting, Spirit will download it to you, or Spirit will, you'll leave here and you'll see something and you'll be like, oh, that's what she was talking about. Spirit will cover me. So imagine me waiting till I'm 1,000% right before showing up to serve. Everyone would miss what they could get. That's their message to you. You're entitled to go. Go now. Leave immediately. You're ready. You're ready. You don't need to worry about, oh, I don't mean the earth plane. I just mean like whatever it is that's been put on your heart. You don't need to be 100% perfect. You do your best. Spirit will Philip, there's another example they want me to tell you, so I don't know what it is you're waiting to do, but it was something where, I don't know what it is. I didn't bring the right thing, say the right thing, who knows what it was. But what Spirit said to me is I had the right heart. And it wasn't what I actually brought to someone in form. It was something I was bringing someone. It wasn't what I brought to them in form, it's what was transmitted through my heart that they needed to receive, and it was the vibration that was healing. That's how I feel about you. So take the message to heart. Whatever you feel like you're supposed to do that Spirit endorsed, and you're getting a lot of messages right now, follow it. If you're supposed to give somebody a book, if you're supposed to bless someone with flowers, you're supposed to send them a text message, whatever, big, small, in between, go ahead and follow, because Spirit is working through you, you specifically, and you will touch life through your vibration. It's the vibration that someone needs, not the words in your text message. It's the light that you're holding. The more that you can remember messages to the right and the left, similar to yours, the more that you can value, you need a little bit more value to your good commodity. The more you can value your presence, you will appreciate that which you're offering. And say your name again, please.
Lauren.
And from there, they have even more obligations, even more steps, even more things for you to do. Again, what you put out comes back tenfold. So it's not like you're just working and not receiving as well. But again, trust the place of new beginnings. Trust that which you're inspired to do. You're really good to go. You're 100% good to go, actually. And do you have a question?
What is the next step for me to go?
You're receiving some energy from India. I don't know if you've ever been to India or you're interested.
I'm going in March. And
you're going
there in the past and very connected.
Uh-huh.
And vibrationally connected with India.
Oh my gosh.
Sure, and I just got this yesterday also, which is so.
I'm back.
That's funny. And say your name one more time.
Lauren.
You're working with some masters there in the higher realms, so open up to receive. You're due a lot. You're a worker bee for the higher realms. You've done a lot for the benefit of humanity in many, many lifetimes. So you're entitled to a lot of riches. You can just in your meditations just move into that place of that good dharma, that good, almost like transparency, and you'll just start seeing visions. They're all accurate, very deserving. So your next step, follow your intuition, really. If you just feel led to text someone, you feel led to compliment someone, gosh, Spirit just has me, I just do the goofiest things. I just walk up to people and, you know, bring forth blessings that, and someone that I think needs it, they're like, no, not him, her. And I'm like, you know, but I just take orders. You're ready. And you do have dispensation. You're going to have some kind of, what would you call that? And say your name again, please.
Lauren.
You're going to get some ideas. Not now, maybe a year, 6 months, maybe even 2 years. Anyway, they're divinely inspired. They will be divinely inspired. Sponsored. So you're not going to, whatever it is, the time, the money, whatever. You just have the willingness, and I hear cha-ching. There'll be a grant, there'll be someone with a foundation, whatever it is. So you just allow your intuition to work, and there's money on the planet for those with the good ideas.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for asking that question. I wouldn't have brought that forth. I also see something with sapphires and gold. So if you get visions of that, there's something that you're receiving, some kind of ritual. It's some kind of instrument. It's sapphires and gold. I'll pass that on to you as well. All right.
Thanks.
Hi.
Hi.
How can we help you?
A message would be wonderful and a question.
Okay, I've got to go backwards. Rubies, sapphires, ruby, they're correcting me. Rubies, say rubies. You'll probably just see rubies and think, it's not that, so rubies. All right.
Thank you.
Nero.
It was on her shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, rubies and sapphire. Oh, red and blue. Oh, funny.
And gold.
Gold.
It is.
You know, so anyone that wants to start channeling, this is how it works. If you look at what people wear, I forgot. It's true. It works.
Someone, let me start my recorder here.
Someone that...
I have to say, this literally jumped out at me. I was leaving a store, and it was like, I just had to turn around, and it just like was there. Like, just right there. Hello.
Because you were receiving it.
And it was very inexpensive.
You were receiving it energetically.
Yes.
So that's your totem. That's your symbolic gesture.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow. All right. Moving along. How can we help you?
A message and a question.
And say your first name, please.
Heidi.
And say your name again, please.
Heidi.
You need more. It's a good start. It's a really good start. But you need more. So if you're starting light language, then keep going, bellow, increase, whatever it is. And say your name again, please.
Heidi.
You want to bring forth in a louder regard. So there's a lot that's going to be streamed through you. There needs to be amplification. They're literally showing me like you stepping on, like some putting books and stepping on books to get higher, to get more forceful, to get that amplification. Let me figure this out. And Heidi, say your name again, please.
Heidi.
Well, let me start with this. You've got some beautiful energies coming through. There needs to be more amplification and more regular establishment. So any kind of, oh my gosh, I'm just speaking to myself, you're just my mirror. Any kind of meditative practice, it doesn't have to be formal meditation, but what you want to do is clear out the clutter, clear out just the normal 3D consciousness, so you can move into those higher chambers. You're supposed to be working from up here, and you're entitled, and you're very, very capable. And so you've also got Lyrian energy supporting you. So lion people, if you happen to like lions, they're helping you. You also have mer people. You've got a lot of interdimensional resources lending a hand. I literally have like these prayer hands from heaven coming to assist you. So your I keep getting your message not in English, and the reason I keep saying oh gosh is like I have to keep translating.
Is it in French?
It's like in different tongues. It's not English or earth language, I should say. And say your name again, please.
Heidi.
You've got a lot of interdimensional communication and energies that are supporting you. And I get it now. You want to take advantage of it. You really do. So anytime you can, you're going to tell me I live in the garden. Anytime you can spend on earth, you know, just earth energies, meditations. And it doesn't have to be formal. It could just be like away from everyone where you're just releasing that bombardment of technology or mass consciousness to really move into the refined realms. Because from there, and say your name again, please.
Heidi.
You're going to receive upliftment, new ideas, but just higher information. So if it's channeling, it's not just going to be this level, it's going to be higher level. If you got a craft, there's higher energies wanting to come through. So they need your cooperation. You've already been receiving upgrades. You already have visitors. So if you're noticing lights, you're noticing humming, whatever it is you're noticing, it's real. And so now it's taking advantage of it. You want downtime. You want time beyond others' thoughts and your thoughts. And that'll help you move to those higher realms. And I'm just going to jump to your question. Maybe that'll help us tease all this out. And your question?
And that is part of the question right there. Just that I feel there's resistance there within myself to opening up that path that I'm supposed to. And climbing those books, there's just something pulling there, and I just can't quite figure it out. Not that I'm supposed to think about it or figure it out, but anything that would make it a little bit simpler.
Okay. And say your name again, please.
Heidi.
And say it one more time.
Heidi.
Someone sent me a text and I deleted it. And as I was deleting it, I thought I probably shouldn't be deleting it because someone's going to need this. It came from a dear friend, so I can get the text again. But it basically, it was some kind of prayer invocation from some ancient culture, actually. But the part that stood out at me had to do with like releasing yourself from family expectations or realities where you were free and clear to follow your own path, to be follow your own inner drummer. There's something of that nature that you want to do some kind of invocation or some kind of statement. And just feel your way. You're very, very intuitive. So you'll know exactly what it is where you're realizing that you're still reporting to duty to someone else's blueprint. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. That shift mm-hmm. will make all the difference.
Mm-hmm. It's funny. I feel like I'm in multiple places when you say interdimensional.
When you say that, I feel energy through my entire body.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, join the crowd.
And say your name one more time.
Heidi.
It's giving yourself permission. It's almost like being gay and denying it, and then suddenly one day it's like, this is me. That's what you're looking for. So good, too. You're so capable. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. What do you do? You're going to write a book. What do you do?
I'm in two worlds. I'm winding down a consulting position, and I'm also, I work with energy work.
And say your name one more time.
Heidi.
I have people waiting in line to have their book signed by you.
Okay.
Okay. Don't take that with pressure. Receive that with pride.
Okay.
Receive that with pride because you're bringing forth valuable knowledge. This is the whole point. You've got to go way higher than you fathom, than you believe that you're entitled to. So once you return to your natural state, you're able to reach levels that other people are out there channeling cruises to Hawaii or whatever, are not at the level that you're at. So you're a slow starter. It's taken you longer to open up. But once you do, you're able to receive communications others can't pull through.
Wow.
So you're spiritually more developed. So don't focus on your linear timetable that has nothing. It's like this message over here. Once you return, you're returning to page 225. Like once you return, oh my gosh, the energy coming. If you could feel my body, you would be like, oh my gosh, this is your energy. This is not mine.
Wow.
It's like, I'm just awake in ways I can't even begin to explain to you right now. And this is through your power. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that also is why I couldn't get anything in English. Like I kept getting all this language from other dimensions and I'm like, I have to open up multidimensionally to translate, to give you the message. And it took longer to give you your message. So that's some feedback to you as well. It's good. And I just received the energy, so thank you. Hi.
Hi.
How can we help you?
A message and perhaps a question afterwards.
Okay. Who are you? Permit yourself to go there, or permit yourself to know that, to know there. They keep saying that. I'm like, that doesn't make to say it. Permit yourself to welcome yourself back home. When you look in the mirror, sometimes you're going to start shape-shifting, where you're suddenly going to see yourself not in your physical form. Yeah, you. I have the right message.
That'll be fun. Be dialed.
Awesome.
And say your first name again.
Cavell.
And say it one more time.
Cavell.
You're going to start seeing yourself in other lifetimes, in other broadcasts, some human form, some from other realities. You've got one form where you are feline. Are you guys friends?
Well, okay, so you were reading her, and I was like, oh my God, seriously, I'm like, really? Are the wires crossed? Because there's a lot I could relate to.
Yeah. So who we sit next to the right and the left,
yeah,
we're vibrationally compatible. Anyway, I've got this one form and it's not leaving me. And your feline form, you're not a cat like us. You're highly evolved, but it's a feline form. I feel like that's the form that's communicating with you right now. You speak light language.
Yeah, I think I do.
I think you do too. And say your first name.
Cavell.
And say it one more time.
Cavell.
You're gonna go through, oh gosh, I don't wanna give you a negative imprint.
That's okay.
That's okay. You're in the process of releasing some energies and you're entitled. I literally see you etherically regurgitating. So what I mean by that, and say your name again, please.
Cavell.
You're releasing some old programming, some old discharge. This would be like, oh, I don't know, like dysfunctional family energies or anything where you just took on programming that's not for your best and highest good. So don't be upset if you're having a beautiful day and suddenly you get into arguments with someone or something happens out of the blue and you're like, why did that happen? You're calling forth that which needs to be dislodged and you're entitled. Mm-hmm. But I literally see you releasing a lot in a relatively short period of time. They're trying to get you ready. God, your shoes are similar, you two. That's so funny. That's just so funny. And say your first name, please. Very high. Very, very high. This feline form, I'm convinced you're going to become good friends with. Like, literally. It's almost like an overlay. Where it's like takes possession. Not that you don't lose conscious awareness. You just gain. It's a gaining, where you have full access to that embodiment as well. And do you have a question?
This feline, is it me in a other dimension or a former life or something?
It's you.
It's me.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Welcome me. Difference.
Yeah, it's you.
Awesome.
Oh my god. Oh my gosh. And when I look at you, it actually looks like you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Gotcha. Hi. How can we help you? You're getting a little compensation. You're getting a little help. They're showing me like a sailboat where they're going to be lending the wind. They're going to be extending the powers to get you off and ready. When I first saw you, you literally, it's one picture I have. She's like an angel, I guess.